This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد يقول الله تعالى في كتابه المبين بعد نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, many of us, when we watch the news and we see the destruction that took place in the strip in Palestine, and the destruction that took place in Syria and other places, we look at these pictures and we start asking ourselves, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this back? How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring life back to this city or to this town or to this country? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a story in Surah Al-Baqarah where a prophet asked a similar question. And some of the Mufassireen, like Ibn Kathir, they say this was Prophet Uzair. In Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, Ayah 259, towards the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, right after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the greatest ayah in the Quran, which is Ayat al-Kursi, and he described to us his greatness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that truth is clear and falsehood is clear. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that he is waliyul ladhina amanu. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the close companion of those who have iman. How? He gets them out of darkness and puts them into light. Out of the darknesses, ظُلُمَات plural, into the light. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that shows us how he does that. And he gives us examples. The first example he gives us is the example of Ibrahim with the king. And then the second example is this example. And one of the themes in these examples is the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the dead back to life. And in this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or are you not aware, okay, of the man who passed by the city? أو كالذي مر على قرية. قرية is like a town or a city that has a lot of inhabitants. Ibn Kathir says it's talking about Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis. And this was during the time when the kingdom of Bani Israel were split into two kingdoms. And one of them was the kingdom of Judah. And at this time, they were not practicing their deen. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a king, Nebuchadnezzar. And he destroyed the whole city, burnt all the Torah, and he took whoever was left as captives. Really destroyed the whole city. About 500 before Christ, BC. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to revive the deen, he sent them a prophet, Uzair alayhi salam. And he tells us the incident when he's walking by the city with his donkey and some food with him. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها. خاوية على عروشها. This is a phrase that is used in Arabic and it's mentioned several times in the Quran to describe destruction. يعني saying that its walls are on top of its roofs. يعني when something is destroyed, the roof falls and then everything else falls on top. يعني there's demolition, destruction. Brothers, if you can move forward, inshallah, make some space, move forward and to your left. Barakallahu fiqh. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Now, he's looking at the town because this is the capital of Islam at that time as well. Jerusalem was the capital of Islam at that time. And he said, he's a prophet, he's sent to revive the deen. And so he's looking at the city and he's not doubting Allah's qudra. He says, أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. He's questioning his own experience and logic. Because as we know, al-yaqeen, certainty, has different levels. We have ilm al-yaqeen, the knowledge. We have ilm al-yaqeen that there is a day of judgment. This is part of our faith as Muslims. Lakin we don't have ayn al-yaqeen. We haven't seen the day of judgment. Nobody has seen the day of judgment. For that's a higher level of certainty. And there's haqq al-yaqeen when you experience it. For he's asking from his own experience and logic, أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How can Allah bring this town back? It's destroyed. The buildings are gone. The people are gone. How? How is Allah going to bring this back? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him his qudra. And he wanted to make him a sign for people. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Now he's there with his donkey and his food. And so he sits down and rests. Allah caused him to die for 100 years. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. The man went for a nap. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Allah caused him to die for 100 years. ثُمَّ بَعَثَهُ. Then he caused him to come back to life. And then Allah asked him, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتْ. How long have you been there? So the man woke up, you know, went to sleep and during day. Now it's dark. He says, لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Maybe a day or part of a day. Allah says to him, قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. In reality, you were there for 100 years. But what's interesting, Allah says, look at your food. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ. Look at your food and your drink. لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهِ. يعني لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ. يعني it didn't spoil. So this confirms that, okay, maybe it's been a day or part of a day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him his qudra of stopping time, bringing the dead back to life. So then he says to him, okay, وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ. Look at your donkey that was with you. He looked at it and it's all bones. Skeleton. And so he's shocked. Has it actually been 100 years? And then Allah says, وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We're going to make you a sign for people. A sign for people of the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gave him the ability to see resurrection in front of his eyes. عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا. يعني how we raise the bones. ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the flesh to come out of the bones. And imagine this is something happening in front of his eyes. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Now it's been made clear to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and qudra over everything. Remember, he was not doubting Allah's qudra, but he never saw it. And so, and this is important, why? Because a Nabi, his job is to convince people, is to remind people, is to tell people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the stronger his yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the stronger his message. ولذلك right after Ibrahim, the father of monotheism, of Tawheed, he tells Allah, أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. Show me how you bring the dead back to life. Is he doubting Allah's ability? He's not doubting, but he wants to see so his yaqeen is stronger and his da'wah is stronger. فعزير was able to see that. And so when Uzair now, he saw this sign, he left and the whole city was changed. It's back to life. The buildings are up. The people are back. And subhanAllah, it's been 100 years. And some of the narrations, they say that he saw this old lady. And this old lady used to know him. She was 20 years old. Now she's 120. So he asks her, where's the house of Al-Uzair? She says, what are you talking about? Uzair died 100 years ago. He says, I'm Al-Uzair. She says, no, that's impossible. And so she says to him, Al-Uzair had an ability. The woman was blind, but she used to know him. She said, Al-Uzair had the ability to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah would heal people. And so he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring back her eyesight. And her eyesight came back and she recognized him. And she was amazed. And so she took him to the people so he can be a sign for the people. And he brought the Torah back and he revived the deen. And he was a sign for people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring back the dead back to life. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us these stories for entertainment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these stories as reminders to teach us lessons. What are some of these important lessons, inshallah, we will discuss in the second khutbah. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفُرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Three lessons, inshallah, I'm going to be mentioning that we can learn and apply in our lives from this story. Number one lesson, we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the conclusion of the long ayah, فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This is a reminder for us to have certainty that Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. When you see this destruction, when you see things are at its lowest, remember that you're not dealing with you or other creations. You're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And the word al-qadir is mentioned 45 times in the Quran to remind us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qadir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muhyi, the one who can give, who bring the dead back to life. Whether it's our hearts, whether it's a whole city, a whole nation, whether it's a dead corpse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring it back to life. Allah is al-muhyi, al-ba'ith, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And the problem with many people is, Allah tells us, wama qadaru Allah haqqa qadrihi. They did not really give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his real reverence and qudra. They didn't realize how great and mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And so sometimes we are in difficult moments in our lives and we're going through difficulties. Maybe someone close passes away. Maybe we lost our job. Maybe we are afflicted or tested with a terminal illness. Or we're in a big debt. And then we look at our situation and we say, how are we going to get out of this? Or we look at our situation when it comes with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How am I going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is Allah going to forgive me? But this ayah reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli shayin qadir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can get you out of it. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Make sure you know and you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life back to the dead earth. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The second lesson that we learn is that al-mu'min should always be mutafa'il, should always be positive. Yes, it's normal human nature for us to be sad sometimes, to feel down. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم felt down in عام الحزن. But the Quran was sent for us as an encouragement to remind us. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. This book has come as a light and a clear proof. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. It's a guidance for us. And subhanAllah, just before this ayah, Allah told us that اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So if Allah is your companion and your close friend and your helper, then what do you have to worry about? Allah guaranteed that He will get the believers from out of the darkness into the light. And so the believer is always positive. And the believer is not the one who says, halak an-nas. Because an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believer is not the one who says the people are destroyed. It's done. There's no hope. Right? And we see this kind of rhetoric with some people. You know, they'll look at the situation, they'll be like, there's no hope. The look at what's going on in Syria, they'll be like, ah, forget it. It's going to go back to... That's not what the believer should be like. The believer should have positivity. At-tafa'ul. Even an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to giving names, he said you should give names that have positive meanings. For the Muslim always has husn al-dhan in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is always positive. Because an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من قال هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم أو فهو أهلكهم. Then he's the, one of the causes for their destruction, or he's the most destroyed from them. And so the believer should always be positive. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadir. And the last lesson we learned from this, from these ayat, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here, He told Uzair, وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And this is an important waqfa, an important place to kind of ponder. Our place in on this earth. We're not just here to just come here, do our private ibadat, you know, have a family, have a house, and khalas, die, and that's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a responsibility. And we as Muslims should be a sign for people. We as Muslims, we should be leaders for other people. We should be leaders for other Muslims, and we should be leaders for the non-Muslims. And that's what made us the best nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. What made you the khayr ummah? What gave you that khayriya, that specific attribute? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهُونَ عَلْ الْمُنْكَرِ. And really that's what being a leader is. That you command good and you forbid evil. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Uzair to be a reminder for people to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remember the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so me and you should ask ourselves a question. Am I someone who reminds people of Allah? Am I someone who is a good representative of Islam in my workplace? In my neighborhood? Or do I do the opposite? Because that is the most effective da'wah. When a person acts as a Muslim, then they are a sign for people. How many times we hear stories, people accepting Islam or coming back to the masjid, and how many relatives we have that we would love them to come to the masjid. We would love them to come to pray in the masjid. We would love them to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would love them to put on their hijab. We would love them to stop doing all the haram things they're doing. And we talk. But we know that people watch what we're doing. They watch how you behave. They watch how you treat them. And so one of the greatest lessons we learn from here is that وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ, that we should try to be examples for people. And one of the things that يعني, if you're going to be a sign for people, that means that you have to work on yourself. And so this pushes us to always improve, always be better people. And that's what a believer is. And that's what gave us the status of the greatest nation. So in summary, number one, we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ala kulli shay'in qadir. And that's the aqidah and the belief that the believer lives by. Number two is that the believer always tries to be positive and tries to overcome those difficult moments and to always looks forward and has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last lesson is that the believer should always try to be an example, an ayah to people, a role model, so people can improve themselves. And they're a person that Allah, and they remind people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who listen to the speech. And for the best of it, Allahumma a'izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma a'izzal Islam wal Muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واحمي حوزة الدين ودمر أعداء الدين ووحد بين صفوف المسلمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين ورسول رب العالمين فقد أمرتم بذلك في كتابه المبين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.